Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
It's 5:45. Get her done Tuesday.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm like, I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure it is. I know. I said the first thing I said to you, I'm like, is it really only Tuesday? How is it only Tuesday today?
I'm with you. I had one of those. What does he say? The joys of home ownership. I had one of those days yesterday.
Oh, with your water stuff.
The water stuff. And actually, something else went wrong with the plumbing, which I'm like on the phone with the dude and I'm going, listen, I got a leak in the garage and now I got a leak under my sink and you guys are the only connection between the two that could possibly. And he's like, no, there's no way, that's got to be your garbage disposal. And I'm like, now listen, this is your job. I know nothing. I really am admitting to him, I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
I hire people to do stuff because I suck at this. But if you're telling me that coincidentally, my water conditioner and my garbage disposal went out on the same day, I'm telling you, I don't believe that.
Right.
I don't see how that's possible. Is it?
I guess it's possible.
In the grand scheme of all the things that could happen in the world, you're telling me the same day. Both of them.
Well, is it past? So it, I think it depends on.
Well, anyway,
where it is. Is it past? Is it past the drain? It's underneath, or is it in the water supply? If it's in the water supply, it seems like what's happening with the.
I don't know. I'm not asking you to troubleshoot it. I'm just telling you that's the day I had yesterday,
right.
And then I got.
Well, did someone come over?
Well,
yeah. Did you win the fight?
That, I don't necessarily think I won, but I did say.
Well, there's no winning.
Friday is not going to be okay. Friday's not okay.
No.
Friday's not going to work.
Yeah, my garage is flooded.
Friday won't work.
So when's he coming?
Today.
Oh, good.
So in that sense.
Is he going to charge you an emergency visit?
In that sense. Well, no, there were. Look, the conversation. I'm not going to retell you the whole conversation.
We'd love to hear the whole conversation.
You wouldn't, though. It wasn't fun, but it was me explaining that you were just out here. You hooked that up 3 months ago.
Yeah.
3 months. Is that the extent of your warranty on your workmanship? Did I just fall outside the window? Because 3 months seems short. Is that something I should expect every 3 months? I think I appealed to his
sense as a good businessman.
Business sense, yeah. Right. Like, seriously, those things aren't cheap.
Right.
Water conditioners are for real.
What did they do to the water conditioner when they removed it? So you could paint in the garage.
They unhooked everything and put it outside.
And did they clean it? Is it possible it already had a bunch of scale in it and they just didn't notice that? Or
possibly. Yeah. I wouldn't know. I don't know their business practices. They were there, though.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is this the joys of homeownership?
There it is. I just said
that's
that.
That's what he started with. You didn't hear him.
let's just leave it at that. I had one of those days yesterday. Yeah. And then, you know, there's also the joys. Joys of marriage, whatever.
The
all
joys
that's
of
the
children.
Oh, so you are married.
No.
No, I'm kidding.
But you know what I mean. It's one of those.
Oh, we know what you mean.
Holy smokes. I got it coming from all directions.
Get him!
I actually feel like if we get him, he'll stop talking. Let's just not get him. Let him keep digging his own grave.
You keep getting me, I just might cry on the radio finally, once and for all.
Well, we've said for 20 years, crying is good radio.
Is
go
it?
For it.
Yeah.
Go
is
for
it really?
Sure. Just go
I don't
for
think it.
It
is.
Come on, let's go. For it.
I think that's where. We have different opinions on good radio.
I blame the commute, personally.
No, the commute's fine. In fact, I talked most of this out on the way in today, so most of it's out of my system.
What do you mean you talked it out?
Just, you know.
To yourself?
Yeah.
So you relived the battle over and over? Like mind fight?
I purged it on the drive in. I thought I did, and then here I am talking about it.
Well,
anyway.
We're it's like therapy in here. You know, you talk things out. You hear what us bunch of dummies have to say.
Well, there's nothing to say. Everybody deals with this. I got home and went, I thought I had everything locked down. I run a pretty tight ship. I keep my chore list as long, but I check it.
Yeah. Well.
And stuff pops up.
I mean, in the grand scheme of what can go wrong with a house, so far we've got the air filter thing.
Oh, yeah,
which
didn't
kill anyone.
No.
And, flooded garage, which isn't the end of the world.
No.
It's affecting my room. Yeah, I hate the
water.
It's
not his room, you dingbat.
Oh, I forgot about you, garage cat.
I'm all drugged up now, wet.
Oh, you're trying all to wet drown me.
You're
now.
Wet druggy.
I knew they hated me. I don't like that new house. Take me back to San Jose.
There's no going back there, buddy.
Drop me off there. What happened to my bed? You didn't describe that.
Oh, did his bed get all wet? Did Garage
no.
Cat's bed get all wet?
Garage Cat doesn't live in the garage, so you can stop calling him that.
We can't. It's his
we
name.
Can't. It's his name.
It's his title.
No one will know who we're talking about if we don't call him Garage.
Yeah, they will. His name's Leo.
Has Leo been peeing in the house
no,
at all?
No, none at that, all.
So the drugs continue to be effective?
He is.
Is he adjusting
awesome.
Well to the new?
No! I'm not! You must know!
I must know.
I crap myself every day.
You crap yourself.
Oh. Vinny's got his head down.
No, I'm just letting you go. I'm letting you go. I mean, it's clearly that bit is...
So good.
Has a life of its own.
Have I found a new place to pee?
No, he just said that you don't pee in the house anymore.
In the kitty litter.
Where do you keep the kitty? Where's the kitty litter?
There's a couple of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice. You don't have to go far.
Multiple bathroom.
Oh.
Anyway, what about your wood doors? Did you paint those things? Can we talk about anything else, please?
We had a pretty good day yesterday because it stopped raining. Thank goodness. We got a gutter up, Vinny. That was very exciting. And we hung the doors. Mm. And as soon as I got them out into the sunshine, I went, oh, those are going to need another coat.
Oh, bummer.
I know. Whatever. We'll roll it on there real quick.
Fourth of July, 5 more months of this, everyone. Quick update.
And by the way, Dick said, of Dick and Chumley Construction Company, he goes, this thing better be done by 4th of July. He goes, I'm as over this as you are.
Oh, man.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Joys of backyards.
The joys of homeownership.
Well, what was your response? Did you say, you're not working for free, son?
Yeah. No, I was like, listen, you've had way worse jobs than this. I mean, please, the two of them, they're out there cackling all day. They look, you know, we're easy.
And he's paid, right?
Of course.
All right, well.
Oh, my God. He's been on the payroll for a year and a half. It never stops. No, he's great. He's a good friend.
Employee.
And listener, man. He is, he hears, hello, Richard.
Hi,
I'm sure
Dick.
He's listening right now. He knows all about it. But, yeah, so we got some stuff done yesterday, which is nice. And John goes, all we really need is 2 weeks without rain. I'm like, oh, my God, we've had so many weeks without rain. You're crazy. But I said that in my head. I didn't say that out loud.
Well, it's highly likely he'll get 2 weeks without rain.
Yeah.
Well, we're in California.
That would be nice.
I mean.
I feel like we've had plenty of weeks without rain.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we've got, and we do have some more rain coming tomorrow, I believe.
I heard, though, tomorrow night into Thursday morning, and then both days are going to be, we'll be able to work.
I don't know about that specifically, but there's another little system coming through. But, there'll be plenty of dry days.
Yes. Yes.
Plenty of dry days.
Agreed. Plenty enough. So, yeah, we're that continues on.
Sweet.
You know what we watched last night?
No.
The show Glow. Because I keep seeing it's nominated for stuff. It's Dave Franco's wife, Alison Brie. which I'm only, you know, just sort of finding out about. It's so
Wait,
cute.
So this isn't the show with
the wrestling?
It's the wrestling girls.
Oh, it is.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it was the one. What's the one with the Fresh Prince?
Will
Smith? On Netflix. Yeah, there's a show called Glow. Or Bright. Oh, is it Bright?
Bright.
Is it Bright?
It is. It's a movie. That's a movie.
Oh, that's a movie?
Yeah, it's a Netflix original movie. I have not watched that yet.
Oh, okay. Glow. Sorry. That's what I thought of.
I didn't see great reviews on the Will Smith movie.
I didn't either, but I...
But Glow, so I've only, you know, just... I've heard it mentioned. Mm-hmm. I think you said you even mentioned it to me.
Because I don't watch it.
Well, it came up somewhere, mm-hmm. and I believe it was on this show, but then it's been nominated for a bunch of stuff, so I keep seeing little... clips from it, you know, because it's award show season. In fact, we're going to get the... They're doing the nominations for the
right
Oscars
now,
right
yeah.
now.
So I'm waiting today for a we'll full have, list.
Yes.
Exciting.
But anyway, so we turned it on last night, and it's so charming in a way that I can't really put my finger... It's set in the 80s, and it's about this... apparently, this was a real thing, this Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Uh-huh.
And so it's...
But it stars Dave Franco's wife?
Dave Franco's wife, Alison Brie, who's this tiny little thing.
It says, Alison Brie stars as Ruth Wilder, an out-of-work actress living in Los Angeles in the 80s. Wilder finds an unexpected chance at stardom. Enter the glitter and spandex-laden world of women's wrestling.
Mark Maron's in it?
Yes.
Yeah, he's like the director. He's a total cokehead. They keep showing shots of him snorting coke. I'm like, oh, the 80s.
Oh, you miss it, do you?
Oh, look at that.
I watched on the treadmill the other day, I started Ozark.
Oh, how's that?
I heard that's amazing.
I heard that's great.
Yeah.
So you know when you name something, we all do, well, okay, I won't speak for the world. I'll speak for myself.
Okay.
When I hear something, what it's called, I judge it.
Yes.
And when I heard
you
the
judge
name,
a book by its cover, absolutely.
I heard Ozark and thought, that sounds like crap.
Mm.
I am not watching that.
Backwoods, Missouri.
It just didn't, based on the name, did not appeal to me. I finally put it on, and it is flipping. Hello.
Who was that?
That was my email.
Oh man!
Come on.
Sorry. Anyway, so you finally put it on. Why did you put it on? If you
because I was on getting on the treadmill and just there I was on Netflix and went.
Let me see what this is.
I'm gonna put it on. All right. I'll be stuck and I'll give it a chance. Mm-hmm. It's riveting.
Oh,
it's
who's in it?
Jason Bateman,
oh,
and
love
he
him.
Directs it too. Which I didn't. That's how captive I was. I actually watched the. Credits too, because there you are right. Running in place.
What's it about?
It is about two guys who run a financial investment firm,
mm-hmm.
and they are money laundering for a drug cartel.
Oh, in the Ozarks?
No.
Oh,
no, not in the Ozarks. In Chicago.
Oh,
right.
Where does Ozark come in?
Well, do you really want me to tell you this part?
Well, you can tell her the premise.
Okay, so the premise is that. Right when this starts, you seem to think like, huh, they're money guys, right? And he's watching this video, which appears to be a home video of some lady doing some guy. And you're all, what the hell? He's in a meeting with two clients. And on his computer screen, he's watching what appears to be porn.
And they can't see it. They're
they
on
can't
the other
see
side.
It,
okay.
Right. Anyway, the guy they're money laundering, the drug cartel, the drug kingpin, they're laundering his money. He pulls them into a meeting in the middle of the night and tells them he knows they've been stealing from him. And one of them is like, has no idea and is totally
innocent?
Caught off guard.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is like, I can get you.
Or they kill him.
I didn't say that. And then,
but you pointed to your head.
No, but there's it's for real. Like it's going down.
Right.
And the Ozark thing is just this random passing excuse to not be killed. It's like this most random thing that is just in place, and all of a sudden, that's it becomes
the thing. Okay. It sounds great. I love Jason Bateman. I'll watch it just because he's in it.
Yeah.
It's just one of those where you're like, what's happening here? And it mm-hmm. takes off.
Oh.
Like gone. Gonzo.
Oh.
First episode, you're all.
Oh. How much is it just one season right now?
I don't know. I'm on episode 2 and so much has happened already that I don't know. But it's Laura Linney who's excellent.
Oh, I love her too.
It looks like that started July 21st was the first episode, so.
Do you want to watch it without me or you want to wait till after
I'll
Punisher?
Wait for you. We'll watch it. We're watching The Punisher and Star Trek Discovery.
Yes.
That's back on CBS All Access.
Well, I would have been quick to thumbs down Ozark, but boy, did it take off.
All right. Yeah. Will you remember that?
Of course. Okay. Yeah. Because Susan's been telling me about it for so long, too. She's
oh, really?
Like, you
Your
guys
ex-girlfriend?
Got to watch. Yeah.
Mm.
Long time.
Netflix. Who knew? A couple years ago, I would have been like Netflix.
And I went with Snapchat. God damn it.
Yeah.
I invested in Netflix.
Was Snapchat. Should we look it up?
It's
yeah,
down.
Let's look it
you
up.
Don't need to look it up. I'll tell you right now. It's down. I'm down. Way down. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't give it.
Yikes.
Yeah, we're 14. Down 14.
What'd you buy it at?
Like 21. 17. No, was it 21?
Yeah, it was 21.
Oh, come on. I thought it was 17.
No, I'm pretty sure.
I actually thought it was 19.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just say
either
19.
Way, you're losing.
It doesn't. I mean, yikes.
Well, they can't all be winners. Go buy some Netflix.
Well, that was the money I had to invest.
Mm.
That was it.
Well,
there wasn't a lot.
Sell that
to just
now.
Go.
Sell it. Write the loss off and do the. Netflix.
Can you write anything off anymore? I heard that.
I really
all that
don't know what's happening. Yeah. No, that benefits rich people. So I'm going to say that yes, you can still write things off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I'll say.
You
want to
know
off the
loss. Netflix or no?
Netflix
sure,
is
what's
probably
Netflix
way
at?
Up.
227.
What's better than share? Netflix?
Nothing, man. And just this whole TV on demand thing in general, it is putting the squeeze on all the other delivery systems.
Well, it's funny. I was hearing this TV critic like from USA Today or one of the big outlets saying the networks have just given up. It's all of these like premium paid channels that are giving all they have, all the creativity, all the imagination. They don't even pick any shows on the regular networks to be great. They're just okay.
I agree. And I think it's just such a funny thing. If you pay a subscription, it gives them all this money they can do, and they're reinvesting in themselves.
Yeah.
Like the amount of money they're spending on programming is insane. And they don't have to, you know, they're not running they're not running TV stations. There's no like infrastructure. They don't have to sell ads. They just get your subscription and you get it on your computer. Like the internet has totally taken all the mechanics of getting something to your house away. It's amazing.
Yeah, but I think that's a weak excuse. Like the networks have had it going their way forever.
They're the new Blockbuster.
For them to have just been sitting there pushing out inferior product and then to go like
commercials.
I don't know why we're losing. Try putting on something good.
Mm-hmm.
Guess how much Netflix is worth as of 14 hours ago.
Netflix is worth, I'll say, $120 billion.
Hold on, let me guess.
He's looking it up.
227. 58.
No, they're worth $110 billion.
Oh, I thought you just meant that.
Well,
let me see
stock.
If I click on that. What it brings me.
It's the total worth.
Oh, yeah, $110 billion. Yeah. Was that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got it right, Vinny.
Thank you.
Good job.
You know what that means?
What?
That means they'll never have a shortage of money when it comes to investing in quality entertainment.
Right. Well, and all these places are earmarking billions of... Apple's got some big multi-billion dollar investment. Looks like Facebook is jumping into programming
now. I'm surprised they're this late to the show.
Yeah.
Because we all saw it coming.
Yep. It's true. Well, Netflix certainly saw it first. I mean, Netflix was already you guys remember back when you just would get a DVD in the mail from Netflix? Like they have, and then all of a sudden you started to be able to get certain movies you could pull up, you could stream them, but you could just put them on your computer, and now everything's integrated.
Right, but that's the point. So there was a company that could have just, they had nothing to watch forever.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, when you went to that thing and you looked at it, you're like, there's nothing here.
Right.
I don't want to watch any of this crap. They made investments on good product, and now they're, you know.
Reaping the benefits.
Rolling in it.
Right.
I'm going to post this article. It says, if you would have invested $10,000 10 years ago in these following companies, this is what it would be worth.
Oh, my God. Amount. I love that stuff.
That's the amount, too. Oh, $10,000 is like...
Oh, no, Vinny.
$1,000. Sorry, if I say 10, $1,000.
$1,000.
If you would have invested... By the way, if you would have invested $10,000 in Netflix 10 years ago, it would have been worth...
Oh, my God. Don't say it.
Say it.
He can't do that.
My math is wrong.
Just tell me the $1,000
investment. $1,000 is worth $51,000 today.
So $500,000.
$500,000.
Oh, my God.
If you would have invested $1,000 in Amazon 10 years ago, it would have been worth...
Who knows?
$12,000 today.
Oh.
And if you would have invested $1,000 in Apple 5 years ago or 10 years ago, it would have been worth $6,000 today.
Oh, boy.
Netflix so Netflix
the
was
winner.
The real yeah, Netflix, gainer.
Yeah. Huh. Unfortunately, Snap isn't on this graph.
What else is on it?
Just Starbucks, Nike, Alphabet, Walt Disney.
Oh, Alphabet's Google. What's how much is that for 10-year investment?
$2,922.
So almost tripled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Netflix is hands down the winner. By a
yeah,
lot.
By $49,000. I mean, it's like way better than those other ones.
The other ones are McDonald's, Microsoft, FedEx, Walmart, Coca-Cola.
I wonder what the first Netflix thing was.
The first,
like the
original?
Real one, the first original that everyone went, "Oh my God, it's excellent!"
Oh,
it was Orange is the New Black.
It was the Kevin Spacey one. What was that?
Oh, House of Cards.
House of Cards. Yeah, oh. That's the one that they made all their money.
Where they started dumping the whole season down at one time.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, "That's not going to work. That's not going to work." People need anticipation, but it worked.
It totally worked. Boy, that it has worked. I'll always, if I'm looking for something, I just go to Netflix first.
Yeah.
Let me poke around on here.
I think probably in a year or two, Netflix will entirely pass up HBO.
Well, the thing about HBO is they do have years and years of prior programming to draw on. I mean, there's so many great shows you could go back and watch, and they've always got new stuff.
2018.
But they're expensive. Well, so is Netflix, though. Now they're all around $10-$12, aren't they? A month.
Yeah, but 2018, without Game of Thrones on HBO, no one's talking about HBO.
That's true. I can't think of another big show on HBO.
Making us wait? That was a mistake.
How about Veep?
Sure. Veep is, you're
I've
right.
I've never even seen that.
I've oh, never really? Even seen that either.
It doesn't hold my attention. I've put it on before.
It's
but,
funny because people are just so devoted to it. Yeah. And I've watched a few episodes and I'm like, oh yeah, that's.
But it's
mildly.
Not like you're going, oh, we
know. We got to watch the next Veep.
Yeah.
Right.
Just comes on.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know how it happened, but we are pretty late. KLOC, KLOC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.